What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to the phone. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I got a friend down, a liberal friend down in Florida. I love her. She's a dear person. She means well, but she's buying into the whole global warming, climate change thing. And so last time I spoke to her, I told her, I said, you know, they realize they're cherry-picking the data, just kind of like they do with their unemployment statistics of 4.4, which doesn't equate to 98, 92 million Americans out of work. That doesn't seem like 4.4% to you. And her eyes kind of opened up, and I said, basically, my last thing I said to you as far as the argument goes is, when was the last time you were told the truth about taxation and where your tax money was going? I said, this is a tax scheme. This is about carbon taxes. And she just looked at me, and I'm not sure she bought it, but because she's just such a kind of a stubborn person to believe all this stuff that we're causing all this climate change. And I told her it's been going on for millions of years, for God's sakes. This is, you know, one day it's 95 in Florida, and the next day it's 82. Well, that's climate change. There's a different difference in temperature there, so that's climate change. And you and I have nothing to do with that. That is just the way the weather is. It's cyclical, and we're going through a little cool period now, and there'll be a time when it'll get a little warmer, and we didn't cause any of that either way. I'm not sure she'll ever buy any of this, because, you know, liberals, they don't use logic. They really don't. She's a sweet person, but logic is not in their best interest.
No. They're definitely that part of the population that has been convinced to allow beliefs to dominate their thought processes. Don't think, don't analyze, don't question, just believe. I believe in human-caused global warming. I believe Hillary Clinton is innocent. And that's why governments and churches try, and from when you're very young, to just get you to go on your beliefs, because you're far easier to control that way than actually making a logical, rational argument. Two things that I find are very, very powerful in talking to somebody who is a believer is to remind them that the same people telling them that humans are warming the earth are the same ones that told them Saddam had nuclear weapons. That usually will get a very good response. And that's good for almost anything. Yep. And the second one is when you say, you know, the humans are causing climate change, just say, when in the entire 6 billion year history of the United the planet Earth has the climate not been changing? And for how long of that 6 billion years were humans not even here?
Yeah. You know, one of the other big arguments that you've mentioned many times is all the underwater volcanoes that are unaccounted for or actually never factored into anything because, well, you can't have that. You can't tax them. So you gotta tax the people. That's where the source of money is. So, but she never, you know, she didn't even realize the volcano issue being factored in at all. Of climate change at all.
Well, you know, I mean, there are far more potent greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, water vapor, first and foremost. But you're not going to get people to pay a cloud tax. Methane is 10 times as potent a greenhouse gas as carbon dioxide, but methane is coming from cows and deep crust microbes and termites, which are life forms far too intelligent to listen to Al Gore's nonsense.
Well, they tried that out here for a little while. It made it through the rounds of a cow fart tax out here. But I think it got shot down. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised they come back at that flatulence tax again for the animals out here in California. They're just so hurting right now for money. Anywhere they can find it, they'll take it. And, I haven't even asked her about that whole thing. I have to throw that out of the flatulence tax, what she thinks about that. Hey, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Chuck in Texas. Aloha, Chuck. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I noticed something periodically. I don't know if you're familiar with a website called the Liberty Mill. It's kind of an aggregator. They grab a lot of the best websites and put them out, you know, for people to be able to peruse. And your website is posting things, at least on there, from, you know, like 2006. And periodically this would happen. I thought it was because you were under attack. But I went to your website, and it's up to date. So I was just wondering, kind of giving you a heads up,
Well, it looks to me like they've got. It looks like they're. They may have a software problem. I mean, the database on my website does go back a very, very long time. In fact, I'm looking at a way of trying to trim it back down to make the website run a little more efficiently. But if they're using the RSS feed as an aggregator, who knows what they're getting? If they're doing a search on a topic through Google. And they're not filtering for dates, then yes, they're going to get articles that go back to 2006.
Yeah, well, it brings up, you know, your daily headlines that you post on your site. Periodically, it'll come back and it's jumped back several years, and then give it a day and it'll correct itself. And first I thought it was because you were being attacked, and I just wanted to ask you about that. It's called The Liberty Mill. You might want to check it out and see... because I know it drives traffic to you, and I want you to get all the traffic you can use.
All right, well, I'll take a look into it, but I have a feeling that it's probably just a coding error on their part. And it's one of the problems when you're running an automated aggregator is you're going to get issues. Sometimes people will send me articles that where they're saying they're current, and then I look at it, and they're actually years old. So I'm trying to keep an eye on that as well. Anyway, Chuck, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to go back to the phones to James in Charlotte. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on a couple of the previous callers. There's a gentleman that I saw a presentation on YouTube. I don't know if you've come across the name or familiar with the name John L. Casey. He's a former
yes.
NASA consultant and
yes.
An advisor on space policy to a couple of congressional committees. And he's written some books. One of them, I think his latest is called Cold Sun. And I can't remember the other, something about... I don't recall the names of the others, but basically what he's saying in terms of climate theory is that we're going through one of those rare periods in the looking at the total history of the Earth, an interglacial warm period, which is fairly rare in terms of the overall history of climate range, and that we're now moving into what is going to be a substantially colder period, at least for the next couple or three decades.
The indications are that the sun is going into a new Maunder minimum, which coincided with the mini ice age of some hundreds of years ago, and that does seem to be what's going on. And obviously, for the global warming movement, which back in the 1990s when they were out there selling this, the Earth really was getting warmer, but then it reversed, and that's when all of a sudden they had to hide the decline because they wanted to keep that situation going for carbon taxes and global environmental authority. But again, climate on Earth is dominated primarily by two things: the amount of solar energy that is being put out by the sun, which at the moment is in a bit of a, it's in a low, it's at a minimum. And it's also the shape of the Earth's orbit, because the Earth's orbit oscillates slowly from circular to more elliptical. And when it's elliptical, the Earth spends more time at the far end of the ellipse, obeying Kepler's laws of orbital motion, and it will cool, and that's where we get the ice ages. And then as the orbit becomes more circular, the Earth will spend more time closer to the sun, and we get the interglacials, which is where we are and have been since about 10,000 to 15,000 years ago. But until Al Gore and his people can put a thermostat on the sun or literally shift the Earth's orbit, there isn't a thing they can do to stop climate change. And every penny that they take saying that they're going to fight climate change, it's a fraud.
Yeah, I just happen to remember the name of his other book. It's Dark Winter. I think he'd make a great guest if you could get him.
All right, I'll see if I can hunt him on down there. But scientists who are not actually on the payroll of the global warming cult are starting to come forward and saying it is a lot of nonsense, and some of them are very serious scientists, Nobel Prize winners. And it was a scam. It was always a scam. It was never really science. It was always propaganda and politics. And I think the dead giveaway goes back to Hadley CRU, where they came out with this declaration that we were in that hockey stick curve that Al Gore talked about. And everybody said, well, we would like to see your raw data and your calculations so we can confirm this for ourselves. And Hadley CRU said, oh, we threw the raw data away. We didn't have enough room on our hard drives. Now, you know how inexpensive hard drives are these days. So it was ridiculous. And again, one of the fundamental principles of the scientific method is reproducibility. And that means if scientist A takes a bunch of data or measurements or experiments and he comes to this conclusion, scientist B should be able to absolutely duplicate everything and get the same result. And if they can't, there's a problem. So when you have Hadley CRU saying we're convinced the Earth is warming, but we can't share the data with you, that was a red flag right there that you were dealing with propaganda and not with actual science. Remember, the reason there is a scientific method is because individual scientists are just as corruptible as individual politicians or individual clergy or individual pharmacists. That's just the reality of human nature. Scientific method was developed to basically have a system to make sure that the science was real and wasn't just somebody in a white laboratory coat saying, just believe me when I tell you that, you know, something is going on.
Yeah. Well, like I say, if you could get him as a guest, he's a really interesting, gives a really interesting talk.
Okay, I'll try and get him.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? About this global warming, about this climate agreement that Trump got us out of now. Seems like the Europeans, the EU countries are now having a cow. So I wonder if this is going to be good and that Trump is going to realize that we got to, you know, look at the EU not as as allies anymore, but potential enemies, and start maybe forming some kind of, if not an alliance, maybe a trading partnership with Russia instead. Russia and maybe Eastern Europe, because I think Eastern Europe is getting to the point where they realize that this EU partnership with Western Europe is not working out for them, as they're already threatening sanctions on Poland and Hungary because they don't want to let the so-called refugees into their countries. And another thing too is I was watching something. I was watching something on YouTube the other day on Rents Radio. I don't know if you know what that is.
Oh yes,
you probably do. But anyway, he had a guest on. I forget the guy's name, but he wrote about a possible nuclear war. And they were saying together that they think these globalists are getting desperate, that they realize that they're losing, and if they think all is lost for them, that they might just decide to go ahead with nuclear war and obliterate the planet and say, the heck with it. We can't have it, you can't have it either. So,
well, no, they're not going to do that. You know, what they ultimately could be thinking of somewhere, and Tom Clancy actually covered this in his book, Rainbow Six, is you have...
Yeah, I know, I'm not...
These money junkies saying that they might come up with some kind of a biological weapon to which they have the immunity, they have the cure, and just wipe out 90% of the world's population so that the Earth can go back to nature and they can live in their palaces of gold and marble. And we know that there's a lot of that thinking going on, because if you look at the Georgia Guidestones, one of the things that's carved into it is that the human population should be no more than 500 million across the entire face of the planet. So we know massive depopulation is an agenda for a lot of the money junkies. Bill Gates is out there saying that the human race should be sterilized using vaccines. Again, the fact that they have all this money does not make them gods. They certainly were not voted into positions of power to make these kind of decisions for all human life.
Well, Inferno was another case, and the funny thing is, the guy in Inferno was supposed to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I was surprised Dan Brown actually, put it that way in his book. I mean, he really came close to home on that. So, you know, they are... They are people
really thinking like that. And I, as far as I'm concerned, they should be rounded up and literally hung in public. I'd volunteer to do it myself, to put the rope around their necks. That's how evil these people are, that they're actually, you know, not only thinking about doing something like that, but they're capable of it. Because, you know, a lot of them involved in sciences, in science and all, and a lot of them got lots of money, too much money. Like you just mentioned, a guy like Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, you know.
George Soros.
I mean, these are evil, evil people. And by the way, these new Silicon Valley billionaires and all that, I call them the new robber barons. That's what I call them. These people are downright evil. They're elitist. They look upon the rest of us as scum, as garbage. And people like Hillary represent these people. You know, when she came up with the deplorable stuff. But not only Hillary. You got a guy like what's that guy's name? Bill Kristol. People like
yes.
that. They think like that also. You know, on a so-called right, but they're not really the right. They're actually neocons who come from, you know, I call the neocons genetically modified politics because they actually combine Nazism, Islamism, communism, and all kinds of other isms into one philosophy. So it's hard to say what they really are, but they're very dangerous psychopaths. And again, we got to understand that. And they've you know, pretty much infiltrated themselves into what's considered conservatism today. I don't consider it conservatism, but that's what.
That's why when I'm when somebody asks what my politics are, as I say, I'm a paleocon, you know, an original conservative, small, limited government, let everybody live their lives the way they want to, and you know, the government minds its own business. Unfortunately, neocons and liberals, indeed neoliberals, really do seem to have fallen to this idea that they're somehow elite and they have an automatic right to be making decisions about how other people are living their lives, and more to the point that they are freed from the restraints of the Bill of Rights. And that, of course, is the doormat to dictatorship right there.
The neocon is a little smarter than neolib because they make believe that they stand for gun rights, religious rights, and things like that. I don't believe they really do. I think they're just paying lip service to that. And, you know, so they can pretend that they're really conservatives. Well, the neo-libs, they come out and basically say, we want to confiscate your guns. We want to confiscate your right to speak. We want to, you know, they're almost honest about what they want to do. But basically, if you really look at them, they actually are the same. Except, like I said, the neo-lib is more honest of what they really want to do, while the neo-con will pretend that they're for gun rights and religious rights and things like that, which they really aren't.
They're both after the same thing. They want to have control over all of our lives. And I'm at the age right now where I don't feel I need to have somebody in control of my life. I'm a big boy. I'm a grown-up. I'm not going to do stupid things with sharp cutting instruments or anything. I don't need to be supervised by people who are trapped by their beliefs and actually are convinced that they know better than anybody else.
They're actually imperialists when you come to think of it, especially the neocon. They're actually, if you look at the, the American Century there?
The Project for the New American Century.
This is really basically, if you look at that, it's really basically imperialism.
It was American imperialism, and the group is still around. They renamed themselves. But that's still the goal. The attitude is the United States is the one remaining superpower on Earth, and it should act like it. That was basically the guiding principle of the Project for the New American Century. As we can see all these years on, their plans weren't really very good because they're years behind their agenda, and they have just spent so much of the planet's wealth trying to accomplish their global government. And they've stumbled rather badly. Anyway, Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take another phone call, then we're going to get back to some news. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you.
Aloha.
And happy, fun-filled, usual weekend, for that matter. Who knows what?
Okay.
I have a quick question for you in the field of entertainment and so forth, and see what your perception is of this. I guess you may or may not be aware that they're having out an iconic superhero film opening up this weekend called Wonder Woman, the Amazonian Princess.
Yes.
What do you think of it?
Well, I mean, they had to get around to her sooner or later. They made movies out of just about every other superhero, and I've seen the trailers for it. I remember the Wonder Woman TV series. I actually got to work with Linda Carter on a film at one point. So until we see it, we don't know when it may or may not be pushing. So we'll just see what happens.
Okay. Well, I thought I would check because, for one thing, a lot of people think, well, you know, it may propagate the feminist mentality or who knows what, or it may not, or whatever the case is. It may be a letdown. Who knows? But, yes, I recall the television series with Linda Carter, and which was like, wow. So, obviously there was a lot of cheesecake moments in the series or whatever, but given the technology at that time, you know, it wasn't bad. It was pretty.
No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great. I mean, it didn't last that long. And we'll see what it's going to do. And I don't have a problem with them making movies about female superheroes. I loved how Scarlett Johansson did the Black Widow in those Marvel films. They're actually well-made films. I enjoy them. You know, I read comic books as a kid. I love comic books. So I actually do enjoy those movies. And they don't strike me as being overtly political. They're just a lot of fun. So, we'll see when Wonder Woman comes on out if it's pushing some kind of a hard political agenda or not. So far in the trailers, I haven't seen that much.
Well, true. Now, I recall the character Black Widow, whatever, in the Avengers, and quite frankly, I wasn't really struck by the character. I really wasn't. So, to say the least, I was underimpressed by it. And so, with all the male characters in it, I thought, you know, I would have thought that they had a little bit stronger character for Black Widow than was presented. So, I was not really that enthralled.
Well, that was the director's call on that one. So, you know, what can I tell you?
Shame on the director then. Anyway, have a great one. Take it easy. Later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Maybe one of the reasons why the Black Widow character isn't stronger is because Black Widow technically isn't a superhero. She's just a very, very good assassin, but still just an ordinary human being. She doesn't turn into the green thing. She doesn't have the hammer and so forth and so on. All right, we're going to get back to doing some news here. Getting on back to the international news, the other day we were talking about how Donald Trump was under intense pressure to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And every president that has come into the White House is under the same pressure to do it. The problem is it would violate the Oslo Accords. And the Oslo Accords, as long as they remain in place, the U.S. can go on pretending to be an impartial arbiter between Israel and Palestine. The instant a president acknowledges Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moves the embassy, the Oslo Accords go into the trash can, and the U.S. actually starts to become irrelevant to what's going on in that part of the world. So Trump is, we're getting indications he is not going forward with recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He's not going to be moving the embassy either. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break. We have a caller waiting on the line. When we come on back, we've got some stories about the corporate media and especially that ridiculous Kathy Griffin stunt, which I just think is appalling and disgusting and in very, very poor taste. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take another phone call, then get back to the news. Fran in Washington State, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, nui nui, Michael.
Aloha
hey,
again.
About the Wonder Woman controversy, it's because Gal Gadot, or Gadot, or whatever, however you pronounce it, she's the lead. She is the Wonder Woman.
Okay.
She was a member of the Israeli army.
Okay. Well, obviously, as you can tell, I'm not paying that much attention to this movie. And so, again, when it comes on out, people will look at it and they'll decide if there's an agenda or it's just another fun movie. And I already got an email here. I already got an email here from somebody saying, you know, we don't tune into your show to listen to entertainment news about Wonder Woman. Well, I like to try and lighten things up every once in a while. Again, we'll see what kind of a job she does and how good the movie is when it comes on out. We'll see if there's a message in there or not. And actually, I got to be honest, okay. I don't think it's all that big a controversy. All right. So, Fran, we're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines for a while, and I'm going to get caught up on the news here. Now, everybody is still talking about Kathy Griffin and this ridiculous beheading stunt. And apparently there's been a new dimension added to it, because apparently this photo was shown on TV, and Trump's 11-year-old son, Barron, just saw the picture. Nobody said ahead of time this is a fake. He apparently thought it might be real, and he went into hysterics, and that's a terrible thing to do to a kid. Terrible thing to do to a kid. ADT, as we mentioned yesterday, is now pulling all their ads from CNN. Everybody was appalled by this. And there's an interesting observation over an Investment Watch blog that Kathy Griffin may have created a defining moment that will cause America to start to reject the hate-filled ideology of the radical left. And it may well be happening because the left has responded, trying to defend Kathy. And they've actually gone on the attack against Barron Trump. And they're making fun of it. They're spoofing it where apparently, let's see, children's author and Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings said, Barron Trump saw a very long necktie on a heap of expired deli meat in a dumpster. He thought it was his dad and his little heart is breaking. And you look at this. We're talking about a kid. We're talking about a kid who's been traumatized by a tasteless stunt. And you know what I think it's going to hammer home for people? That liberals and liberalism is devoid of any compassion. I mean, they'll talk a good chop about, we care about the blacks, we care about the illegal immigrants, blah, 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 blah. But then when you see how they behave in a circumstance like that, where this 11-year-old kid has been traumatized of a picture of his father's severed head on TV, yeah, it's going to upset him. And they go on out and say, oh, boy, Barron was wrong. How could he not know that it was a hoax and a joke? Well, come on. We all know that Barron is dealing with some issues. And we don't need to go into the details on them. But where is your sense of compassion and proportion? And I think that's just absolutely disgusting. Now, as you know, Media Matters tried to launch an advertiser boycott against Sean Hannity for reporting on Seth Rich being the leaker of the DNC emails. And Fox News yanked the story off the local affiliate in Washington, D.C. They pulled Hannity. They were slapping down this story as hard as they could. Well, we're starting to see a backlash on that, because now conservative activists are returning tit for tat, as it were, and they're organizing advertiser boycotts of liberal people. Right now, Rachel Maddow. And so there's sort of a war of going after each other's advertisers. And that might actually be a good thing for two reasons. One, the corporate media is already in serious trouble. They get into an advertiser war, that could actually finish some of them off. But more importantly, corporate media as a whole needs to learn an important lesson. And that is, you've got to remember, your job is to report the news, not propaganda, not politics. And if you come on out with something that is untrue, like Saddam's nuclear weapons, or offensive, like Kathy Griffin and the severed head, you're going to face a backlash, and they should face a backlash. There should be a mechanism. Now, as you know, starting today, the Bilderberg Group is meeting to talk about Russia, who is the new enemy, Donald Trump, who is not cooperative, and interestingly enough, one of the items on the agenda is the war on information. Now, I don't think they're really talking about a war on information. so much as they're talking about a war on the truth. Because thanks to living in the age of the internet, the people of planet Earth are beginning to see what their rulers are really like and the extent to which we're all lied to. And rulers who have lost that ability to lie to their people with impunity are unable to function. They're unable to take their people into wars or higher taxes or mandatory vaccinations or whatever it is that they're going to be making their money off of. So apparently the Bilderbergers are going to try and come up with some kind of a way where they can reassert the official lies and find some way to shut down those who would challenge those lies in the face of many countries actually having laws saying freedom of speech is allowed, freedom of free opinion. In this country, it's the First Amendment, and already it's under attack. Israel's been trying to find ways to shut down the First Amendment for people who are talking about the history of World War II. Don't question, don't analyze, don't look at the facts. Just believe what we tell you to believe. Because that's how they control you, by getting you to let beliefs dominate your thinking. That makes you easy to control. And they want to go back to that. People are starting to think. They're starting to research. They're going out on the web. They're finding the facts for themselves. They're understanding how the official stories don't make sense, like Assad gassing his own people. And very obviously, they are scared. And they ought to be. And like I said, what we're seeing happen right now is a parallel to the social upheaval that happened back when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing. And all of a sudden, the middle class could afford to buy books. And literacy exploded. People started reading. They started reading things the rulers did not want them to know. And those institutions that could evolve to the new reality and adapt survived. And those institutions that could not went extinct. And we are seeing the same thing happening all over again. Those institutions that can evolve to the new reality of a better informed, more skeptical public will survive. And those that cannot are doomed to extinction. One of those being the United States government, which has a 200-year history of lying to the American people. And as the American people realize that we are the most lied to people on the face of planet Earth, that is a problem. And that's why the Bilderbergers are out there saying, we've got to find some way to get this under control. We have to put blinders on the people and earplugs. And like the movie Tommy, we're all going to have blinders and corks and earmuffs. Tulsi Gabbard has a video out. Apparently there's been some issue about it. It's going up on YouTube, then it vanishes, then it goes up on YouTube and it vanishes. It was up this morning, so I linked to it. It's a very short video. But it's Tulsi talking about the necessity of breaking up the big banks, bringing back Glass-Steagall, that Wall Street has to be regulated. Because when they're not being regulated, they engage in predatory practices to make themselves rich at the expense of everybody else. And it's a very good video, and you should take a look at it. And she's absolutely right. These big banks, these too big to fail banks that literally hold the U.S. government and people hostage over the devastation that would result if they came down, need to be broken up. They need to be chopped up into little tiny bits where when one is shut down for criminal behavior, it doesn't harm the system as a whole. Interesting article out of Investment Watch blog. Apparently, there's been a little bit of a scandal over at the Chicago PMI. Apparently, Aftermarket News International reported a four-month low drop on the Chicago PMI, which triggered a bit of a downtrend. And shortly thereafter, they altered the story to say that it was actually up. Literally outright fraudulent reporting to try and keep the stock market up. So you've got to look at the raw numbers for yourself. A lot of the so-called financial press, they're there to promote the financial industry's interests. A lot of these shows where we are getting advice on what stocks to buy, what stocks to sell, and then we find out the host of the show or the producer of the show are invested in those stocks, and they're doing a little pump and dump over the air. The whole system is incredibly crooked. Remember that story we did yesterday where analysts found out that 85% of financial documents up in Canada are subject to some form of forgery, copied signatures, forged initials, 85%. Now, as you know, Bitcoin soared to incredible heights. Then it had a bit of a stumble. A lot of people are saying it was bubbled up, a pump and dump. And the financial media is still out there saying, no, no, keep on buying into Bitcoin. Keep on. They're trying to drive it back up a little bit more. Over at CNBC, they actually had an article saying that Bitcoin could hit $100,000 in the next 10 years. Now, I will concede I'm not an expert on Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, but this sounds to me more like propaganda, pumping it up, than an actual analysis. I don't think anybody knows what the economy is going to be doing 10 years from now. They're having a hard time figuring out what the economy is going to be doing 10 months from now. Now, apparently, Standard & Poor's has just downgraded Illinois to near junk status. That's a very worrying sign, especially as Illinois is trying to find some way to refinance their debt. They're in serious trouble. I was telling you about how Claire and I literally drove to the other side of Oahu to find a Radio Shack so I could get some heat shrink tubing for something I was building. Now we're hearing Radio Shack has all of a sudden decided to close more than 1,000 of their stores. Yet another iconic retailer is about to go under. And in this case, yes, the economy is a big part of it. The other part of it is Radio Shack made a classic mistake. They had a very good business dealing with their target consumer, electronic hobbyists. And they decided to abandon that and broaden their market by offering the same consumer electronic goods as all the other stores were offering. And they divided the market and they weren't able to sustain. And that's how they got into trouble. And the declining economy appears to be finishing them off. General Motors is announcing more layoffs up in Michigan. And earlier today, Fox News was reporting predictions that 25% of shopping malls may close within the next few years. And as usual, they're out there blaming online sales, online retail. It's the death of shopping malls. Well, online sales are doing very good, especially if you're on Amazon. But you need to remember the psychology of retail. I go to an online vendor for something like eBay only when I have no other choice. For one thing, it takes forever for packages to get here to Hawaii. But more importantly, I want to go into a store to buy what I want to buy. I want to pick up the floor sample model, look at it, judge for myself how well it's built, and then I want to give the store my money and take my product and go home. Instant gratification is a huge part of the retail experience, and most of the retail stores seem to have forgotten that. And the variety is gone. There'll be a store that's filled of hundreds and hundreds of the few things they think most people are going to want to buy. And when you go on in and you say, well, I want to buy something slightly different. Oh, we can order it for you. I can order it myself. I don't want to order it myself. I want to buy it now. And that's a big part of what drives retail. The reason the shopping malls are in trouble, the reason Radio Shack is closing, the reason Sears is about to go on out, is the American people just don't have any money. 25% of Americans aren't able to meet their month-to-month bills, let alone have anything left over to go on out and buy stuff. And when you look at the huge markup on products, remember what Ellen Brown told us? 40% of the price you pay for anything at the store is the accumulated interest paid to banks for all the credit lines and all the financing for all the manufacturing and the supply chain, plus another 20 to 30% in hidden taxes. And that's why American products cost so much and are of such poor quality. Now, Uber has apparently posted a $708 million loss. Their finance head has resigned their position. You're seeing all these taxi drivers saying, Uber is destroying us, Uber is destroying. Apparently not. That's a lot of money to lose, especially when you don't have a lot of fixed inventory because most of the Uber drivers are using their own cars. And yes, Uber was plowing some money into a fleet of driverless cars, but that's a huge amount of money to lose. Over in Alabama, they implemented work requirements to receive food stamps. 42,000 people quit the food stamp program. There's an idea that works. And I want to delineate again. There are people in this country, a lot of people, who really do need our help to keep themselves and their children fed. But yes, in a nation where most of us seem to have lost our moral compass, there are people who take advantage of it. You have the government advertising for people to come onto food stamps to get them dependent on the government and therefore unwilling to stand up and criticize what the government did. Alabama had the right idea. We'll give you the food stamp, but you're going to rake up leaves in the local parks. And 42,000 people quit the food stamp program. Now, out in Los Angeles, the homeless numbers have jumped 23% since last year. 23%. But the illegal immigrants and the refugees, they get free stuff. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting on back to the economic news. Venezuela has started devaluing their currency. And they devalued it by 64% in a dollar auction aimed to stabilize the foreign exchange market. This is a very draconian move, and it's the latest in a series of moves to try and ease the crisis in a country that's been hit by soaring inflation and shortages of critical items, food and medicine. And we need to keep a close eye on what's going on in Venezuela, because when the economy starts to come apart here in the U.S., we're going to be going through exactly the same thing all over again. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Mike in Alaska, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. Greetings from the last frontier. I was calling about that Kathy Griffith.
Griffin,
yeah. I'm sure you've had a few calls about it, but I had a perhaps different take on it. I think that what she did is it all revolves around attention. And I think that it really shows a lot about our culture, because there's I looked up her Wikipedia, as soon as this happened and everything, and we've got a lot of these women like her, and there's no family, there's no children, and it's just, as they're getting older, I think this kind of thing happens, where people are no longer paying attention to people like her, and it just gets more and more desperate to kind of stand out. And I think we'll see a lot more of that with this group, especially younger people, where they've decided not to have a family or whatever, and then begin starting one at age 35 or 40. That doesn't work. So then there's a couple cats, and then there's all this negativity that comes about. I really see it as a woman who's very frustrated in life, more than the political angle.
Well, I worked enough in the entertainment industry where I've seen the pattern over and over again, where you'll have somebody who's very famous, they had a TV series or a starring movie, and then their star begins to fade, but they still want that attention, and so they'll start doing things, and they're fodder for those supermarket tabloids about who's divorcing who and who was caught sleeping with whoever and all that other nonsense. And it does seem to be a part of that whole celebrity experience, but I don't care what her motive was. It was tasteless, and it was very much over the top. It's getting her a lot of attention right now, but in the long run, I think she's actually done a great deal of harm to whatever it is that remained of her careers.
I agree. I just think that you never see that kind of thing, someone that has a big family, or it also reminds me of a lot of these European leaders. There's a lot of childless European leaders, the French guy, the British woman, the German woman, and
having a family can steady you out, actually. That's one of the nice things about having a family. Anyway, Mike, we're going to let you go. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be back after these few words. We'll be right back.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.